snap up, you know, and I must be sometime along I'd probably seen a picture or something on something that was similar to that.
Yeah, and you didn't think anything of it then, but your mind remembers it.
Yeah.
It's like a movie. Just like a movie.
Yeah, everything was perfect, you know, across that damn bridge. No, I haven't had any. I can remember. I know I dream, but I don't remember what there was the next morning.
Yeah, that's pretty much like me. But I know what you mean about being, how you have a dreaming night. If it's a bad dream and you're fighting it the whole time, you don't get any rest.
No, you just tired the next day. You jar when you went to bed.
This will be sound reel 15.
Getting them, you know. No, I ain't too fond of being around animals. They're all right, but I mean, I just don't like to be too close to them. Uh-huh. No, I don't do anything in the barn with them. Just get the cows in or things like that so he don't have to walk so much, that's all. So. He always feeds the pigs unless he's sick, you know. I have done that when he was sick that time in bed there. I can feed the pigs, but I never fed the animals in the barn. I never been up in by the horses or anything. So.
Yeah. So if you didn't live here on the farm, you wouldn't miss the animals?
No. It don't bother me when, you know, he kills them or anything, like it does him, so.
But it doesn't bother, do you see it? Have you watched it out?
No, I haven't, you know, been right close where they are, but, I mean, I don't think nothing of it, you know, when they kill him, but, like, with him, he don't like to have them killed.
Yeah.
He gets used to them, you know, and he goes down there, goes and talks with them, and so, but it don't bother me, I mean, so, because I'm not as close to him as he is, so.
Yeah.
No, he hates to have kill or anything killed, you know. He knows with the pigs, they gotta be, but when it comes to killing one of his cows or something like that, he don't even like to be around when they do it, so. But. But I don't know, I guess he wouldn't if it weren't a case that, you know, he had to, so. But.
Yeah.
It don't bother me, so. Oh, I hate, if you have a dog or a cat, you know, something, you get attached to them. I hate to see anything happen to them, but not, you know, the barn animals so much. So. Mm-hmm.
So have you moved away from, do you talk about moving away from here? What, selling land because the taxes are so high? Does that ever come up?
Oh, yeah, Ken talks about it.
I'm not here when Richard's usually making these
Jokes
about
taxes. Oh, well, I don't know if he's mentioned it or not, but he talks about it, you know. He says if they go up any higher, you know, he might sell the whole thing. So.
What would he do then?
I don't know. They said he wouldn't be contented anywhere else because he's always lived here, so. And he can't, you know, get out and work a day. He ain't able to. So, as I said, it wouldn't be good anywhere else because if you live somewhere where you couldn't have a garden or anything like that, you know, you wouldn't have anything to do. So.
And what about you if you moved away from
here? Oh, I don't think it would bother me that much because, you know, I ain't been here that long, so. No, as I said, I like it here, but I would like to be where I could get out when I wanted to. I mean, now that you don't drive that much, that's the only thing. So, but I don't think it would bother me if we had to move, so, because I'm not attached to it the way he is. So. But I think it would bother him a lot if he had to. So.
Where would you move? And would you want to move back down to Sharon or White River?
No, not especially. Not White River especially, because they ain't that much, you know. Uh-huh. And I don't think I'd like to live right in the city or town, you know. Just...
There are a lot of them. I don't know what bothered her. Really?
Yeah.
She never heard from her again?
No.
But then how'd you get to marry her?
Oh, I don't know. She wrote to me. Wrote to me, yes, I didn't even know where she was or anything. And she wrote, and we kind of got together then.
Did you ever ask her why she stopped writing?
I don't know if she even knows. Maybe up on the front lines, maybe she didn't hear from me as regularly as she should have.
Were you writing to Guy at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was going to Guy at that time. She was just writing to me as a brother-in-law or something, you know.
Oh, they weren't love letters at that time.
No love letters. I don't think she got any love for me anyway.
Must have been good to get letters up there.
Yeah.
Who else wrote to you when you were overseas?
Oh, quite a lot of the neighbors, my folks. Sometimes I used to get about three times as much mail as any other man in the service. I used to get a lot of letters.
Mrs. Howe, you said, wrote once in a while.
Huh?
Mrs. Howe in Tunbridge?
Yeah. Yeah, she wrote several times. And the ex-governor down here and his wife, they used to write regular.
So you told us the other night about how when you and Helen got married and nobody knew that you were going to get married. How long had you known? I mean, how long had you planned on getting married?
Oh, she took a club to me, made me marry her. So it wasn't very long, you know, because I was kind of scared of that club.
I mean, you didn't get married for so long.
Oh. Well, I got in my head, you know, I got to try everything once.
How come you didn't try it before?
Oh, I don't know. Pretty busy, I guess. Didn't find the right one, I guess.
You don't know since we got married whether you get the right one.
Did you want to get married before? Or did you think you you were a kid, did you?
No, not especially. Never thought much about it. I'm kind of a lone wolf, you know.
You believe in playing field.
But did you get lonely up here?
No, never got lonely. No, lived here a good many years. I never got lonely. Always so much to do, you never had time to get lonesome.
What about late at night when you were watching those late movies on the TV set? Were you lonely then?
I usually got so tired I couldn't be lonely. Yeah, you sit up and watch them until they shut them off. I had an old-fashioned set, an Emerson set, come up from the city. You get six different stations.
Right here?
Yeah, come in just as clear as anything you ever see. And I had a hired man. He thought he was a TV expert or something, so he took his bite. He burned all my lights out and he burned out my TV. He struck something he wasn't supposed to. But they weren't no use saying anything after he'd burned it up. Every light in the house, blowed every fuse that was in the house. He really hit something all right.
That was the end of the Emerson?
That was the end of the Emerson.
How about kids, Kenneth. You like kids a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
Seems like kids always take to you.
Yeah, I love kids.
Did you ever want to have any?
Yeah, I'd like to have about 10. No, I love kids. I do take a little bell down there. I wouldn't have to be around on about a couple of hours before she'd come to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was down the store here one time. I never see the woman and the baby before. I was just starting to talk. She put up her hand, take daddy, take daddy. I never see the woman and the baby before. That woman looked so funny. I took a little kid, boy. She come right to me, you know, just so I'd always know.
Mm-hmm.
I was down the store here one time. I never see the woman and the baby before. I was just starting to talk. She put up her hand, take daddy, take daddy. I never see the woman and the baby before. That woman looked so funny. I took a little kid, boy. She come right to me, you know, just so I'd always known her. I've never seen her since. I don't know who the person was or anything about it. But kids will always come to me.
Well, some people who like kids and who kids like as much as you do, you know, some people who like kids that much, they always figure they'll get married so they can have kids.
Yeah, kids would make the world.
What TV did you get after the Emerson? Was there a long time in between?
What is that big one in there? RCA? Yeah. RCA. That come out from New York City. I had that about 11 years, I guess.
That's a long time for a TV.
Yeah, and it was a cracker too. I still got it. It's an old big set. Take about 2 minutes to lug it off.
Uh-huh.
Oh, a big heavy one. And then my brother, he bought a Zenith secondhand, and that was a cracker. It's better than the new ones you get today. That was a dandy. So I always thought if I bought a new one, I'd buy a Zenith. But a Zenith ain't any better than some of the others.
We have a Zenith, and it's awful.
Yeah. This one, how long we had this one? 2 years?
We'll be in December.
This has been a good set. $210. Yeah. Expensive set, but it's a good set.
The only thing with this set, it picks up everything.
Yeah. I always figured Lyde's family was a happy family. We used to fight some, but we was pretty happy most of the time.
That's why I wondered, since you came from such a large family, why you never decided to get married until for so long. You lived alone for so long.
Yeah, I'm kind of independent old guys, you know. I don't know. I don't know why. If I had to do over again, I would. I think earlier anybody gets married, the better. Especially if they're going to have children. I've got an older brother who lives over there in Lyme. See, he had 8. He got 3 boys and 5 girls. And today he's got almost 75 grandchildren. He got great grandchildren, 4 or 5. And there's a Hill Jr. and then there's another Hill and another family and his namesakes all the way down. He got so many you have to stop and figure how many he's got. I think there's 76 or something like that grandchildren and 3 or 4 great grandchildren. And each family has got his oldest boy, I think, has 9.
Wow.
And then one of the girls, he got six. And the rest of them around three or four apiece.
That's real nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people like grandchildren almost better than they do children.
I guess so. Yeah, anybody could think a lot. I don't know why a person don't like kids. There's something wrong with them. Overseas, I'd have anywhere on PX day, I'd have anywhere from 1 to 20. Those little Italian kids, you know, following along. They got practically all my PX, everything with cigarettes and the beer. They got all the cookies and the chocolates and that kind of stuff. But boy, them kids would be right there waiting for me every PX day. And if I happened to see them in the town, you know, they'd all come over and catch hold of my hands and walk up the street with me. Make friends with kids anywhere.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Women come to the door and rap, and they want to know why they was. And I says, "Why do you want to be anyway?" Oh, says, "We come from Quince Corners." And they give us the name. And I says, "You want some of the minister's tribe over there, are you?" I'm always kind of blunt, you know, minister's tribe. And yes, she was one of the minister's wives. The other one was a sister. Why, they was pretty damn near all bushed, you know. They'd been walking in the woods and they didn't know where they was. And so Arthur, he was there and he says, "If you want me to," he says, "I'll take you back over the car." Oh, they'd be tickled to have him. So he took him over. And a man came out of the house and Arthur said he was so mad. He says he looked like a mad dog and someone been chasing sheep. And he said something to her, but he didn't say nothing to Arthur. Well, he wouldn't even acknowledge Arthur bringing him back or say how to do or nothing. Arthur says, "When I get mixed up with any more ministers," he says, "it'll be a damn long day." And he was kind of jealous, I guess. That old place below there, I see they've been breaking into that quite a lot. There used to be a lot of old wagons and stuff in one building. They've lugged the wagons off and the wheels. There's one set of axes left there. They took the wheels off, and left the rest of it sitting there. And one old big barn is down.
The following reel is being transferred out of order. This will be sound reel 17. Sound reel 17.
One, two. This is camera roll 63, sound roll 63. Kenneth Film, Silo Cinema, 7.5 IPS, Tails Out. This is April 5th, and we'll be continuing sugaring, hopefully exterior with horses. Reference time for transfer follows.
Reminded me of something you had said. The difference between those who lived through hard times and those who didn't.
Yeah.
Because everybody I talked to three fellows up in the tax department, and they were all sort of like machines, just rattling off the information.
Yeah.
And I said to each one of them, I said, "How old are you?" And they were all 30, 32,
yeah,
young fellows. Not that the law would be any different, but they'd be a lot more sympathetic.
Yeah. They don't know what hard times are. They were born right in this high price stuff. And the state or somebody made them a good job and they're sitting all right. But what's he going to be when they ain't no more state jobs, the way they're hatching out these high school kids, give them a diploma regardless whether they're smart or whether they ain't, and there's no more government jobs for them, no more state jobs, what are them kids going to do? They're getting so many state jobs now, that's what makes this tax and everything so high on everything. They've all got to be paid, and it's all got to come out of tax money to pay them.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. I'm getting old, fussy, and disagreeable.
But you're right. Everything you say is right.
Yeah. Well, take us old fellows that went through depression. We don't dare run ourselves in debt. We're afraid we'd lose everything we got. And that might work on all of these young fellows. Cars and refrigerators. You don't see any old cars on the road. Nobody drives an old car same as I do. You don't see one in all day's ride.
Mm-hmm.
Is that old? They're all good cars. They've got to be good cars to pass inspection. You don't see any old cars on the road.
When you say that you don't want to go in debt now, that's because you know about being in debt.
Yeah.
And how hard it is to get out from under.
Yeah. You figure if I always figured if I ever got my place paid for, I never would mortgage a place again. Never put a mortgage on my house and land. If there's any other way out of it. Cattle, stuff like that, that's all right to mortgage them. If you happen to lose them, you can raise some more. But if you lose your place, you're out. And I've seen a lot of them lose it. Foreclosure, drove them out.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And it ain't half so bad in the state of Vermont, or it wasn't up till last 3 or 4 years, as it is in the southern states. Right, the people down there, they crowded them out overnight. A few years ago, a fellow by the name of Lyons, he went down to Maryland.
Yeah.
And he went to St. Mary's County. And he said there was just a handful of people that owned the whole county, every farm in place in the county. And these other people all work for him. And a sharecropper never gets nowhere. He don't even have what he wants to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to get richer as the time goes on. But the help, they don't want the help yet. But I got, you'll see a revolution right here in this state.
How's that?
You'll see a revolution right here in this country before you get done. Be another civil war. That's just what it's building up to every damn day. Keep a crowding the poor man down. And the rich get richer. They ain't gonna take it forever.
I know, it's heading for something.
Yep. And damn fast right now, too.
I know, whatever it did in the last 20 years, what it did in the last 5 is something else.
Yeah. Yeah, you're taking just 1 year on this tax business. Tax has just doubled in 1 year. And there ain't no sense to that whatsoever. Of course, we know it takes more. But it don't take double.
Right. Mm-hmm.
My taxes are $383 a year ago, and last fall I paid $708 on less land than I had the year before. And that was just to take off the land, it just doubled
mm-hmm.
in 1 year.
Yeah, they talk about taxpayers' revolt and all that.
And they can't, they never will do it unless they all get together. That's the only way they can do it. One, a bunch of people can't do it. But you never heard of the farmers all getting together on any one thing. Never. Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you about that. Who called it that?
Oh, my neighbor down across here, Mrs. Ainsworth. Back in Depression, you know, people didn't have too much to eat. And a lot of the boys didn't have anything to eat. And they used to come up here and stay with me and help me. And I'd share what I had with them. And she nicknamed it the Haven of Rest. Because when people come up here when they were tired and hungry, they come up to Haven of Rest.
How long people stay?
Oh, had some of them used to stay here for 3 months, you know, and help me. Some of the towns boys that I've always known.
And they'd help do all the chores?
Yeah, they'd help. They'd take all the help. That's how it got the name, Haven of Rest.
I was wondering about that. That went through the 30s.
Yeah, I was back in Depression when I wanted no jobs or anything. We never had too much, but never turned mine down for something to eat. You know, share with him what we had.
It's right out of the Bible.
Yeah.
Not many people practice it, though.
No. No, I wouldn't refuse anybody something to eat if I had it myself.
Must have been better than the church here.
It used to be. See, I lived alone most of the time, you know, and they'd come up and stay with me. And I had a housekeeper come from New Hampshire. Her son come up, he didn't have any job, he stayed with us a while, and then my sister and her boy was here, and then boys that I went to school with in town, they used to come up, maybe come in chagrin or something, and they'd help me, and we all had the same thing, nothing. We get a little something to eat, and that's all there was to it. Back in the 30s, you couldn't pay any bills because you couldn't get any money to do it with.
Normally, it runs what ratio, and how's it this year?
You get about a gallon of syrup to a barrel of sap, ordinarily, in this sugar place. And this year, it's taking a barrel and a half, if not better. For a gallon of syrup. No one is sweet this year.
How many gallons to barrel?
32 gallons. Now usually we get a gallon of syrup for every barrel of sap. And last year we gathered 200 barrels of sap and we had around 218 gallons of syrup. So she overrun last year. This year don't seem very sweet.
So it's bad on two counts.
Yeah.
The sweetness and the fact that the weather's been uncooperative.
Yeah. No, don't seem to be any sweetness in it.
Is it still staying like what he's drawn off, number one?
Yeah, I haven't heard him say, but it's still good color.
Do you remember years that were this broken up, a few days here?
Yeah, I've seen years just like that.
Of course, course, I never have. This is the first year I've looked at.
No, the wind makes a lot of difference. Winds blow practically every day since Sugarman started. And wind won't let them run so good. Yeah, I've seen sap go from fancy down to A, and A down to B, and then you get a good snowstorm, heavy snowstorm, you come back to A again. I've seen the color come back.
Mm-hmm.
Just for a big snowstorm brought the color back.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah, the snow will help the color. When you get together and when you get the sugaring on all bare ground, pretty soon the sap will begin to turn, and then the syrup turns down to a grade under that. And then she comes off warm and sticky and heavy. The last end of sugaring, it'll go right down to dark stuff.
Yeah, there's not much use for that.
Yeah, it sells pretty good now.
Still does.
Yeah, we sold the sea syrup for 50 cents a pound last spring. That's about $5.50 a gallon in the drums.
But only by the drum, you don't put it up in cans.
No, no call to mount anything for C, a lot of call for B.
I'd bring over a gallon jug for some C.
You want some C?
I'd like to take a gallon of C when
I don't know why you can't. That'd be the last end of sugar in.
Yeah, I like C.
Yeah.
It's very strong.
Yeah, more like old West India molasses.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they put into chewing tobacco, you know. That's where I get all my C out of my chewing tobacco.
You're kidding, are you?
No, that's what they use it for, yeah.
Dark syrup?
Yeah.
The flavor?
Yeah.
Oh. Just your brand, or that's common?
Everybody's, I guess. All chewing tobacco, they put syrup into it. And nowadays, they filter this black syrup. Got a filter system to it, and they use a lot of it in cereal. Well, they run it through these filters, and you wouldn't know the same syrup if you see it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we put it through a strainer, final strainer, and get all the nitre and stuff out of it, and they put it through big filters while they buy it, and you wouldn't know.
That was the big filter that looked like a stocking cap.
I guess so.
In the cabinet on the wall, the gray one.
Yeah.
That's what I use to make them pickles out of.
You same filter?
No, the molasses.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't. I use molasses.
But if you're gonna eat syrup, you want the very best. It's better for your stomach. Better than the last end.
Uh-huh.
They used to use the last end make a sap beer. The old fella that used to sugar. Always used to make a keg of sap beer at the last end. And they'd make it out of the black stuff, the last end of sugar in. Well, if I was going to make sap beer, I'd want to make it out of the first and really have something.
Never heard of that,
yeah.
Sap beer.
Oh, boy, it's great stuff. It's made right. Boil 5 barrels of sap down to one. Then put your hops, your yeast, and if it ain't quite sweet enough for you, put in some more syrup or sugar. And then leave it set, and then she'll start to work, and that'll work out through the bung, and for about a week. And then bung it right up tight and let it set about a couple of weeks. And the water glass will make you walk on your toes. It's really good stuff.
Uh-huh. Guess there's a whole lot you can do with it if you know about it.
Yeah. Yeah, the old fellows always used to have that barrel of sap beer, you know, the last end.
Mm-hmm. Something to remember sugaring by.
Yeah, we never made it on a, I think 1 year, my dad made some sap beer. And boy, that was sap beer. Tasted just like moxie. Oh boy, that had a beautiful taste. But you got a water glass down, and pretty soon you knew you had something inside of moxie. Boy, that